The following is a free sample of the online course, Introduction to Surrender. Welcome to Introduction to Surrender, a 2.5 hour session introducing you to the exciting life-changing world of emotional healing. I'll be your coach, Sharam Namdarian, as we take you on a journey of self-discovery of what it is, how it works, and how you can use it right now. Hello and welcome to Introduction to Surrender. My name is Sharam Namdarian, and over the next 2.5 hours, I am going to be leading you on an amazing journey into the ideas and concepts of emotional healing and emotional surrender and actualizing your life through the concepts that I'm about to share. Now, the difference between the stuff that I'm about to share and what you might get in any other personal development idea is, sure, I'm going to be teaching you things. Sure, you're going to be learning things. But we're actually trying to give you and teach you a tool that is going to shave away the layers that hold you back from being yourself. Now, if you don't know who I am, my name is Sharam Namdarian, dating coach, life coach, surrender coach. And this basically is my life's work. It's my understanding and systemization of human healing. And it's what we naturally do. And you would have heard about it before because what? There are all of the spiritual teachers, different like people who are switched on know about it. All I've done is I've systemized it in a way that is easy and simple and that can radically and powerfully, completely revolutionize your life. But to do it, you have to start small. It's easy to understand. Sometimes for some people, it's actually a little bit complicated to understand. It's easy to learn, hard to master. And it's one of these things that we naturally do. So let's introduce some metaphors to understand what exactly is surrender, what we're actually doing. Okay, so it's my firm belief that humans are in fact a little bit like trees. Well, what happens with a tree? Well, if you plant the tree in the right location and you give it the right amount of water, and you give it the right amount of sunlight and the right amount of nutrients, what happens to the tree? The tree will grow to its maximum potential. It will grow as high and as wide and as amazing as that tree can grow, as it's essentially its destiny, as programmed by its genetic code in the little tiny, tiny, tiny seed. Now, humans are a little bit the same. Given the right conditions and the right understandings and the right beliefs and the right whatever, we will grow just like that tree to our maximum and amazing potential. Now, it's again down to the genetic code of the seed. In this case, it's our intent. It's who we are manifesting in the world to our maximum and most amazing potential. Now, you might be here for a number of reasons. You might be here because your relationships aren't working and you heard that Sharam's a good guy to come listen to. He's got a thing or two about this. You might be here because your career isn't working out the way you want it to. You might be here because your body isn't working the way out and you've just tried everything. You might be here because your life isn't working out the way you want it to. Now, I'm going to be sharing my story with emotional healing and surrender later. This first section is about what is surrender. And I want to sort of introduce some ideas. Now, emotional surrender is essentially emotional healing. It's that thing that we do when we are struggling the most. And that is feel. When we fail, have you ever failed? When we fail, we are forced to feel. We are forced to feel the things that we have been blocking that caused us to fail. We are forced to feel the things that we have been blocking, and I'll talk about what a blockage is, that have forced us to fail. For example, there was a time when I was Sharam Namdarian, the dating coach. Actually, that's not right. There was a time when I was Harvey Hook, the dating coach. That's right, I changed my name. I thought Sharam was too hard for people to understand. Sharam Namdarian, it's too ethnic. And so as a result, my business wasn't really working the way I wanted it to because I was not working the way I wanted it to. And there was a time, and in quotation marks, where I failed. I completely and utterly failed as a dating coach. My business was not working the way I wanted it to. And in that moment where I realized nothing was working the way I wanted to, I finally, what's the key word here? We surrendered. And I felt all the things that I refused to feel. And then I actually healed. So this is a healing tool. This is a growth tool. This is a letting go of the past so we can move forward tool. So I'm going to now introduce you to a metaphor. And I want you to imagine this metaphor, just in your mind's eye. Imagine right in front of you is a road. Now this road is whatever the road, we're not going to describe what the road is yet. But in this road, you're destined to walk down the road. You can walk down the road, you can run down the road, you can go walk up and down the road. It's your road. Now, this road will be much easier to walk down if the road is beautifully paved. If it's a beautifully paved road and there's nice scenery, the whole thing is going to be pleasurable. But here's the thing, if it's full of shrubs and full of things and litter and dirt and stuff that are basically blocking our journey, the whole experience becomes a lot, well, more ugly. But more specifically, the whole experience becomes harder. Because suddenly we're not walking straight. We're dodging all the litter that's on the ground. We're dodging the bushes, for example. Say, for example, you want to ride a bicycle down this road. Well, the nice, beautiful paved road is going to be much easier. The one that's full of bushes is going to be so much more difficult. You're going to have to dodge the bushes. You're going to have to try and not fall off your bike. And then you fall off your bike, you hurt your knee, you're going to have a bad time. Now, what does this relate to surrender? What does this relate to emotional healing? Well, the truth is, the things we're trying to create in life are a bit like this road. Sometimes we have things that block the path. This is what we refer to as a blockage. Things that block the path. Now, a blockage can be anything like a belief, a thought, a feeling, an understanding. Things that might have served us in the past, but no longer serve us. Now, in the personal development industry, you will then hear things like willpower. Well, you just gotta will your way through it. You just gotta work harder. And truth be told, that works up to an extent. Because imagine you're trying to ride a bicycle down this road that's full of shrubs. Well, you just got to work harder, they say. You got to work harder. You got to drive your little bike and you're going to fall off. You're going to hit the things. Just get up and work harder. Now, for some that works. And for a lot, that does work. And if for those people, let them have it. But you and I here today are going to revolutionize the way just the world works. We're going to revolutionize the way feelings work. We're going to revolutionize the way people work. But it has to start with you. How you look at the world and how you look at the blockages that prevent you from being the person you were meant to be. This is nothing less than manifesting your fucking destiny in relationships, in your love life, in your sex life, in your career, in your body, in your sense of happiness, in your confidence. The person you were born to be, that tree that grows to its maximum potential, this is nothing less than that. It is all-encompassing. Now, here's the thing I want to really get this idea across to you today, is that basically the only thing that is stopping things from being easier are these blockages. In fact, one way of saying it is, as a tool, we want to surrender the blocks to the things we want to create. Now, this is something that is like, again, like, oh, easy to understand, hard to master. We'll talk more about it, what that means. This is the first audio. So we're going to be, the concepts here are going to be a little bit confusing maybe. And if you're someone who gets it, congratulations. For someone who's listening to this and you're like, I don't really know what's going on. What's happening? I just got this course and then all the things are going on. Just relax. Because what's going to happen is this stuff is something you add to your life. It does not take away. In fact, it might take away the blockages, but as a result, you will function better. That really, truth be told, surrender, emotional surrender, is a unraveling process. It's a unraveling process of all the little things that we've inherited along the way. For example, you might at one have time point learned or picked up some belief from your parents, from someone you know, from TV, that stops you from functioning well. For example, someone might think that, oh, in order to get somewhere, we've already said this before, in order to get somewhere, I've got to work hard. I have to earn it. Now, is this true? For some people, yes. I have to earn it. But let's look at a blockage like that. The belief or the feeling, I have to earn it, what does that create? Well, if we spend our time believing I have to earn it, if something easy comes along, what ends up happening? Well, we end up ignoring it. And that's really a blanket statement, but it's the fucking truth. We end up essentially pushing it away. We reject that situation. Why? Because it was too easy. We did not earn it. In fact, the same thing happened to me at the start of my career. I believed I had to work hard. So what did I do? I worked hard. Any easy situation that came, I essentially, and you've probably heard this word before, self-sabotaged. We have this realm of essentially self-fulfilling prophecies where we believe a certain thing and in many ways we create it. Now, is everything mind over matter? No. If I'm getting sick and I believe, oh, don't get sick. Well, will that stop me from getting sick? Depends on the illness. You know, because sometimes illness is psychosomatic and sometimes it's a fucking illness. What surrender does, what I'm learning to heal does, is it takes the question out of it. If you've ever been sick and confused, is it me? Am I just being a wimp? Should I just get up and go and just ignore it? Or actually pay attention to it, surrender is the aspect or it's the tool that will let you feel and understand and process the emotions that stop you from witnessing what the fuck is actually going on. So what exactly is surrender? Well, if you've ever seen a movie, which I hope you have because I'm a big movie guy, well, what ends up happening? Movies tend to be in three acts. That's the general Hollywood-style movie. They're the hero's journey, if you will. The first act is, well, the hero encounters a problem. There, Frodo has to put the ring in the Mount Doom. What's his name? Luke Skywalker. Oh God, there's the Empire. I've got to do something about it. So, generally speaking, there is a call to action. Now, after this, the second act is about trying to defeat it. And I'm paraphrasing here because I'm doing my best to basically recite story theory. But generally what happens at the end of the second, the end of the first act is they get defeated. Now, then they try and defeat they do whatever they got to do. They venture to Mordor, or they try and defeat the Empire. But generally what tends to happen, and you'll watch this in general Hollywood movies, is that at the end of the second act, there is a defeating moment, generally. A moment where the character has to dig deep and overcome some problem. Generally, they learn something, they grow in some way. And I generally find that if you watch these movies, you will find that there is generally an act of surrender, an act of, I am going to feel the things that are going on underneath. Now, in that point, then they learn something new, they grow in some way, they become comfortable with defeat or generally, and then they grow and whatever. So what exactly is surrender? I've spent all this time telling you what exactly is, but what is it? Are we surrendering to life? Are we just giving up and laying down? Are we just becoming passive? Well, the answer is fuck no. You're here to be who the hell you want to be. What exactly is surrender? Well, what we're doing here is we are not necessarily surrendering to life because you might want to change it. You know, if you're in a bad relationship, oh, I might as well surrender. Fuck no, get out of that relationship. What surrender is we're surrendering to the feeling. We're going to let the feeling come up. We're not going to try and change it or modify it. We're going to let ourselves feel the feeling. That is what emotional surrender is. Now, in the next audio, we're going to be talking about more examples of this so you can get a clearer understanding. But I want to now talk a little bit about the mechanics of surrender, the mechanics of emotional healing and understanding what this is. Basically, pay attention to your feeling. oh God, I feel like badness. Like, for example, you're in a bad, let's use a real world example. You're in a bad relationship. Hey, I hope you like what you heard. Now remember, this was just the first 15 minutes of a 2.5 hour experience. If you want the rest, just go through the checkout, check it out now, and I'll guess I'll see you on the inside.